G'day, music fans, lovers of rock everywhere on Triple M. Dave Faulkner here from the Gurus. I'm here to talk to you about Record Store Day, which is happening this Saturday. So head on down to your favourite record store and give them some of your custom because they're great people and they'll point you in the direction of some excellent music. One of my favourites is a local store near me in Sydney called Red Eye Records. And I know they've got a big celebration record store this Saturday, and I'm sure other record stores, wherever you are, will have the same. And the last time I went there, I haven't even unpacked this bag. I put it down. I didn't file it away yet and amongst all this stuff. So I just thought I'd give you a quick sneak of what I bought. Jimmy Rogers box set. He's the original country blues guy from America in the 1930s. He was known as a singing brakeman because he used to ride trains, and that was his job. And had his guitar with him and write songs. He wrote a song called Blue Yodel No. 9 and Mule Skinner Blues, is one that's been covered by a lot of people. This is a box set of Bobby Gentry, one of my favourite songwriters. She dropped off the face of the earth in the late 70s. She decided to retire from music after being, I don't know how she could do that because her songwriting's so brilliant. But she did. She hasn't done an interview or anything since. She's been very quiet. But still love her work, you know, enough there to keep me going. That's the whole collection of everything she ever did. Bo Diddley, one of the original bluesmen and rock and roll heroes. The Bo Diddley beat, of course, you've heard everyone from U2 to, you know, Eric Clapton. Everyone's done the Bo Diddley beat. And even the Gurus might have tried it. I don't think we've actually recorded one, but we certainly love Bo. But Bo was so much more than just one beat. He was a brilliant songwriter and a great guitarist. And, yeah, there's a box set. Well, it's not a box set, but it's four discs. That's a good start for Bo. He's got a lot of records out there. So can't miss with Bo Diddley. And, of course, I've got a two-volume set here of rarities from the 20s and 30s called The Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of and More Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of, whatever that one. That was collected by Robert Crumb. It's from old 78 Records. Anyway, just to give you an idea, the sort of treasures you can find in a record store. I mean, I wouldn't find that on the internet. You'd take all day to dig up some of those collections of stuff. You know, you'd just be downloading, or you wouldn't even be able to download it. Just bloody listen to them and never come back to them. I can listen to them anytime I want because I go to a record store. I buy records, vinyl, CDs, whatever, and I've got the best quality fidelity. That's why I love record stores. Why I love records. You should love them too. Go to Record Store Day and have fun. Enjoy music. Keep it alive.